So you train hard, you eat better, but you still feel tired, slow, and not fully recovered. Today, we explain why. Today, we're talking about the central nervous system recovery and also sugar. My guest is Hassan Mahumina, also known as Captain Garuda. He lost 155 pounds naturally and placed fourth in a world natural bodybuilding competition. And he understands something very important. Your body is not just muscles. It's also your nervous system. Hassan, welcome back. It's so good to see you.
Nice to meet you. I couldn't go to Netherlands because of the war, but it's okay. Never mind. It's not a big problem.
So, why do people feel tired all the time? What is the connection to the central nervous system? I know you're sharing what you've learned over the past 4 years of being in this bodybuilding industry. So, what have you learned about the body and central nervous system?
I will summarize it in a short idea. Usually, when we do weightlifting at the gym, because most people, when they start losing weight, they start weightlifting. There are two kind of stress happen in the gym, the metabolic stress and mechanical stress. But right now we'll just focus about the metabolic stress because it will match our audience requirement for losing weight and gaining muscles. To understand the metabolic stress, we need to have two type of people, the obese guys and the skinny guys. Like for my example, when I used to be obese, to lose 155 pounds, I used to eat the pre-workout. Pre-workout is really important meal to fuel the body with energy and to prepare it for burning calories. Like my meal used to contain a protein like lean beef, chicken breast, sometimes soybeans, tofu, with some complex carb like white rice, brown rice, oatmeal, or even sometimes like potato, sweet potato. These options doesn't make sugar spike. Why? Because when we have a complex carb, it give us a long-term energy and help also to reduce the stress in the CNS or the central nervous system. That's for the obese. Why? Because like when we eat a protein, the protein required, even the complex carb, a lot of energy. So the main issue for people for losing weight, unfortunately, they do calorie deficit. Calorie deficit is the worst idea and make more stress while they are under stress.
Right.
So instead of calorie deficit, they need to reduce the sugar spike to reduce insulin resistance. Usually when people do calorie deficit, they eat food contain a simple carb like sweet drinks like that, and that's unfortunately make more insulin resistance. So when they lose weight, unfortunately they lose muscles or sometimes liquids and glycogen. That's why most people when they start losing weight, their face looks like sick, because unfortunately they lose the glycogen, they lose the really important ingredients for the body to keep healthy. And that's why I don't recommend for the calorie deficit. It's better to focus in the understanding the nutrition. That's why I used to eat the complex carb. Why? Because when I start reducing insulin resistance, my body starts using the fat as a fuel. So when I go to the gym, I increase the metabolism to increase the fat burning. Of course, in the beginning of losing weight, I couldn't do that immediately. Why? Because the body still trying to reduce insulin resistance, and still it was too high. And that's why it takes a long time, like 3, 4 months, to start burning the fat. And until finally, after first 6 months, I weighed my first pant. And that was the main goal idea for losing weight. But after I lost my weight, I found another problem that I had the feeling of the skinny guy, because lean muscular is like a skinny. So when I tried to follow the same healthy nutrition, complex carbo and protein and stop the processed carbo, it didn't work. So I found the different method that especially when everyone who focusing about losing weight, when they lose their weight, unfortunately, a lot of them they gain weight. Why? Because they have different feeling and they need to eat. And unfortunately, most of them, they give up. And that's why the skinny people or the muscular, lean muscular, he must change the food habit. Like, for example, my situation, I start in the morning with a small dose of electrolyte or a small dose of orange juice with some honey or raw honey, of course, with olive oil to drink it a little bit, or some avocado, because avocado is easy carb and easy fat to eat it. So when I go to the gym, I go active because I give my body fueling, because I don't have insulin resistance. I have insulin sensitivity. So I need to balance the insulin in the body to able to do workout, to be in the balance, not too low and not too high, of course. But when I do workout, there's something called carbohydrate cycling or carbo cycling. The idea of the carbo cycling to keep the fat percentage in a good way. Depends. Like, if I have a leg day, I need more carbo, especially within the exercising. I bring my electrolytes to drink it within the exercise. Or if I have a back exercise, of course, I need more electrolyte within exercising. So it doesn't make sugar spike. So I can't control with the stress. And within the rest day, of course, I have to eat complex carb with protein in the breakfast. So you see this exchange happen. It depends on the situation. That's especially for the skinny guy. But there is another problem also I found it, that the amino acid in the protein is still important to control the stress, especially for the workout days. So how can I control it? Unfortunately, if I try to eat the protein before workout, it will be hard to break it and will affect from my mentality, especially for my present situation. And try to compete for Mr. Olympia in Las Vegas this September 21 to 23. I'll be there, inshallah. So,
Amazing.
what's the solution? Mostly people, they talk about the BCAA that doesn't work for building muscles. But I found it, while it's broken amino acid and ready to use it, it was the best supplement for protecting my mentality and control my stress. That's
Right.
why I found it as a great solution to protect my mentality and keep moving and increase my workout days from 3 days a week to 5 days, and sometimes I can reach to the 6 days a week, which is perfect for me and give me my old memories when I used to lose weight.
100%. Yeah, a lot of people are depriving themselves of nutrition when they really should be fueling the body with the right types of food. So important. I agree with you. Fasting and depriving, if you're working out and exercising, is hard on the body and you start to lose your muscle.
The main idea when we try to follow this system, whatever for the obese or for the skinny, is to protect the right dopamine dose in our mind. And here we're going to put three lines in the word dopamine. The dopamine, while it's important, we have to understand why a lot of young athletes, especially in high school or in college, because especially when they don't have enough knowledge about the food, about the supplement, they could have mentality issue, push them to fall down in the secret habits or pornographic shows. Why? Because they need the dopamine. But unfortunately, these two things give a spike dopamine, an increase, of course, the cortisol, which is effect for their performance, especially when they do matches or in the workout or whatever. So to understand the main issues, there are three things we have to know it. It's effect for that kind of stress, yani. The sugar spike, low electrolyte, especially for skinny guys or the young athletes when they are lean, mostly they're going to have low electrolyte, especially when they gain muscles. They will need more minerals, more sodium. That's why it's okay for them if they eat some sausages, some hot dog, because it contains a good dose of sodium, especially for their case, it's okay. That's why I always say the food is not a problem. The problem is our way how to eat, when to eat. That's it. And the last thing is the digesting energy issue, because when we eat the food, it required a lot of energy, especially if you don't have enough fat resource for the skinny guys. They will not be able to they will not be able to focus or to exercise, especially when they have digesting, because in digesting, the body uses 10% of the fueling system, while the brain requires 20%. When there is no fueling system in the body will take from the brain to the digesting. That's why we could have brain fog. But for the obese guys, they don't have any issue. They could eat complex carb and high dose of protein, and they can use the fueling system from their fat to fuel the body for the digesting and for the brain, because they're using the fat as a fuel. But remember, after you're going to lose your weight, you have to remember to follow these steps, because you don't want to get back obese again.
What about sugar? How does sugar affect the body?
The sugar, like when we have like a sugar spike example, the insulin make us an insulin spike. So when we use the sugar, it's used, the insulin doesn't reduce fast like the sugar. That's why if you want to use the sugar drinks like orange juice like that, make sure to use it within exercising, so you don't have insulin spike or insulin resistance fast. Of course, at that time it could be not insulin resistance, but we are talking about insulin spike. But if you want to make, if you're still interesting, need to drink juice, need to drink sweet drinks, it's okay. But after you finish the heavy meal, which make your stomach almost fully, give some space for the drink, sweet drinks, and of course, don't forget some water. But I prefer, from my opinion, to drink the natural water. There's nothing better than natural water. Why? Because natural water, it's natural. The pH is in a good dose and contain good amount of sodium and magnesium and other important minerals. Why? The water which is coming from manufacturing, like in some areas in GCC countries, Saudi Arabia and Emirates, they take the water from the sea and make a special processing to make it able for drinking. But that kind of water doesn't have enough minerals. That's why it can make a stomach ache and sometimes make unbalancing for minerals. That's why there's nothing better than natural.
Yeah, absolutely. How important is rest? Before we move to that, I want to say that I know every time I have sugar, it's like I get this big spike of energy and then I get this really hard crash. And when I eat sugar, I get irritable. It tastes really good in the moment, but it makes me super irritable, like super irritable. So yeah, I think too much sugar can really slow down recovery and then prevent you from reaching your health goals, right?
The sugar,
So
we cannot cancel it from our food, but we can be smart when we eat. For example, when I wake up in the morning, I eat some sweet food or sweet drinks. Why? Because a little bit, just because to balance the insulin, to able to eat a good meal, good amount of a healthy meal. But because in my situation, I have insulin sensitive from insulin. That's why I wake up in the morning not feeling hungry. And that's why I need to eat something sweet to balance the insulin. That's why people create the bread, because the bread is to rebalance, especially when they eat with a jam and a peanut butter, because peanut butter is a healthy fat. That's why it's kind of healthy breakfast in the morning, especially at that time. They used to eat it in small doses. And they go for hard workout, or they go to school, whatever, they will able to be hungry again to eat in the school or at work in the lunchtime.
100%. So
And
Hassan, when
usually
you
the lunch meal, usually it's like contain a healthy food like a potato, sweet potato, and also other could be chicken breast. It depends on what they have at home available.
How important is protein?
The protein is to control our hunger, first of all, providing amino acid to protect our muscles and protect our mentality. That's why they create the BCAA because it's protein amino acid. I know it's not for muscles, but at least it can protect the mentality. Usually, the obese people, they don't need the BCAA. Why? Because they already can eat the protein. But if still not enough that kind of protein, it takes a lot of energy and still feel under stress, they can use the BCAA because it's already broken amino acid.
What mistakes do people make with diet and recovery? I mean, you've lost 155 pounds. So what helped you the most?
I'll be honest with you. When usually most people they think about like losing 155 pound, 180 pound, 200 pound. I know that's a big goal, but try to think smaller. Try to think like I want to go to the gym every day and not to quit. Just like to think I don't want to lose my money, which I wasted for the membership. At least try to think that it's my therapy. The place where I go to swim to find positive people, because the main reason for anyone who get obese because the bad experience in life. Even me, for example, because I'm fatherless, I used to have a lot of bad experience, especially from the people who waste their time for other people's life, and they don't know him, they don't have any relationship with him, like the bullies, like anyone. And I know everybody had that experience. That's why it's okay to change. That's why it's have to change the environment to able to make it that happen. I know it will take time. Like let's say if you took a lot of time to gain weight, remember, it will take shorter time to lose that weight because when we back to our human nature.
Absolutely. So, what about
And
the set? Go ahead.
tell me, it's okay.
No, I was going to ask you about your journey, and then how does the central nervous system fall into play with all of this stuff?
I'll tell you something. Most people, why they feel stressed? Because they feel that I have to make my life perfect or my everything is perfect. Like when the mother, for example, at home tried to clean the old house or the apartment and to make everything looks perfect in a perfect shape, and maybe the husband went back home, something messy or something like a small dust, she get angry or stress. Like in the people who work in hospitality, most of them they get stressed because they try to make everything perfect, and that's why they require to do some requirements to able to condition within this hard, stressful moment. That's why you could see the good quality hotel from bad quality hotel. Why? Because the good quality, they teach the staff how to handle within stressful situation. When they should take a rest, when they should when they should go to work, to manage the condition. Yeah. Even sometimes they make like a club, a staff club. After the work, they go to enjoy, to have activities, go cricket or maybe do baseball or any kind of activities. The summary of this idea is life, the magic of life is not perfect. And that's what make us keep creative in our life and make equal success. Because if the life was perfect, there will be no need to work. There'll be no word called success because everything is done, it's finished. No need to do anything else. And that's why perfect means no success in life. That's why the God create our life is not perfect. That's to make us keep moving, keep forwarding.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get caught up in the wrong things. And yeah, it's important to live our lives, to be human. And
The biggest example for that is an island or country is called forget it's like in the Pacific Ocean. They call it the most obese country in the world. Imagine that country used to be rich from the phosphate. It's only 11,000. The population is 11,000, small island. But because they think no need to work, no need to do anything, everything is coming in our pocket, we can't travel anywhere. When the phosphate disappear, they couldn't do anything. Because the reality is life has never been perfect.
Yeah,
And that
absolutely.
same thing happened in the worldwide.
Yeah, so Hassan, what about sleep? How important is sleep?
Sleep, like most people, they, for example, for my case, I sleep early, like 10 a.m. maximum. Why? Because from 10 a.m. to 6 a.m., that's the perfect time to produce the growth hormone naturally. Like, for example, I tried after 6 a.m., I woke up active, then I tried to spend more time for sleeping 2 hours more. After I wake up like 8 or 9 a.m., I feel too tired because the cortisol hormone has been produced in the morning, 6 a.m., to make me wake up. So when I try to sleep, I increase the melatonin, so it make unbalance between cortisol and melatonin. And that's why it must be in a fixed time. Every time in Ramadan, because the schedule of work changed, sometimes we cannot sleep until 2 or 3 a.m. And that's why I feel stressed, tired. And this is how important sleep at night. Like, for example, in Malaysia or Indonesia, 9 p.m., they go to sleep. They go to sleep and they wake up before the time of breaking, of fasting to eat the last meal. And then they pray and they go to work. This is how they do. So the system is the same, especially even if you wake up like 4 a.m. sometimes, that the cortisol hormone is the only hormone doesn't work. But when's gonna work? After 6 a.m. But when you wake up at that time, mostly will be more active, more productive. But it's not possible for everyone, unfortunately. Even sometimes for me, sometimes it could be hard. That's why everything must be done step by step to make it possible. People want, yani from, yani we want, like, for example, from obese or bodybuilder in one day, that's impossible. You have to do it step by step, even for losing weight. The same thing. So the summary for this episode is the obese guys is like metabolic burning, but and for skinny guys is recharging the CNS battery. That's the whole idea of this podcast. It's like this episode, sorry, this podcast. It's a summary of 4 years of my experience from starting from losing weight to competing in bodybuilding competition. And finally, alhamdulillah, this September I will be in Las Vegas to compete in amateur Mr. Olympia. Finally, I've become qualified.
Amazing, amazing. So, what is one thing that people should start doing in terms of their health? What did you learn in the 4 years that you've been training? What is something that people should start doing to better their health?
Take an action. I'll tell you something. Imagine my inner door, foot inside and foot outside. Take the action, put the 2 foot inside and go to the gym. It's okay. You have to take an action. And stop watching motivation videos. If you want to wait, watch it or listen it, watch it in the gym. So you keep motivating while you work out, focusing. But don't watch it while you're sleeping or while you sitting in the couch eating. That's not useful.
Absolutely. What about one thing people should really stop doing? What is something that people should is really harmful to their health?
From my opinion, it's time to start the pornographic shows. Have to, because it's a matter of life. Because if you watching this thing, imagine this side of the brain, the front side is the control, controlling, taking decision. When you watch this thing, you will make the cortisol in this side, same effect of the drug. So which part of the brain will be in the front side facing? There's a small part of the brain which is responsible about emergency. It will be facing everything. And because without recognizing, the brain cannot recognize what is emergency, what is not emergency. And that's why you could see people sometimes fight without any reasons in the street, especially in a toxic places, environments like in New York City, where too much loud. That's why sometimes, even if your apartment doesn't give you quietness, it's okay to put ear to close it, your ears, and start sleeping and stop listening to the noise. It's not a bad idea. Even sometimes when I used to be in a guest house, I used to close my eyes with an eye cover or from the airplane I took it, and for the ears, so I can
Right.
focus and sleep.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hassan, we're so excited for you to be going to Las Vegas and to this bodybuilding competition. That is such amazing news. Thank you so much for sharing that. Do you have any last minute thoughts, and can you let everybody know where they can find you?
Now they can find in my supplement store, my new website, CaptainGaruda.com. And also they can download the new version of the app. This it's app.captaingaruda.com. It's the same also. And one last thing, a goal in my mind. 15, Newcastle, New York. Inshallah, if God wants, will be my new address for me and my family.
Well, we're rooting for you, and we will make sure that all of your information is in the show notes. So thank you so much for sharing the information about your health journey and helping people with their health journey. I think it's so important to talk about. Most people don't realize how much effort it takes in order to reach their goals. And you really illustrated that it does take a lot of work to reach those goals, and good things are worth the wait. So thank you so much for being here, Hassan.
I'll see.
And thank you to our audience for tuning in. We will make sure to have Hassan's information in the show notes for you to have access to his website and his supplement store and Captain Garuda. So take care, everyone, and look after yourself. Bye.